When researchers finally recognised the relationship, they had uncovered something remarkable. The caves of Qumran contained Hebrew and Aramaic fragments of the same narrative that Henning had found in Central Asia, but in its original Jewish form. Composed centuries before Mani transformed it into Manichaean scripture. A Jewish apocalyptic text had travelled from Palestine to China, adapting to new cultures while preserving its essential story of cosmic rebellion and divine justice. Beyond simple borrowing. This transmission reveals far more than one religion borrowing stories from another. The transformation of the Book of Giants from Jewish apocalyptic literature to Manichaean scripture demonstrates creative theological work that preserved narrative power while serving completely different religious purposes. Mani didn't simply translate Jewish stories. He developed hermeneutical strategies that maintained dramatic appeal while fundamentally altering meaning to serve his dualistic cosmological vision. Understanding this process illuminates three crucial aspects of ancient religious life that scholars are only beginning to appreciate. First, it exposes extensive networks connecting diverse religious communities across vast distances. The presence of identical narratives in both Jewish caves and Manichaean libraries demonstrates cultural exchange operating on a scale that challenges traditional assumptions about isolated ancient communities. Second, it provides an unparalleled case study in religious adaptation. Effective transmission required more than linguistic translation. It demanded theological innovation that maintained narrative coherence while serving new religious purposes. This process reveals how compelling stories can cross cultural boundaries when they address universal human concerns through adaptable dramatic structures. Third, the fragmentary preservation across multiple traditions presents both opportunities and challenges that have advanced scholarly methodology. The combination of Jewish and Manichaean evidence enables more complete understanding than either source alone, while illustrating complexities researchers face when working with incomplete materials across different cultural contexts. A laboratory for understanding transmission. The Book of Giants offers unique advantages for studying religious transmission processes. Unlike cases where scholars must speculate about source relationships, here we possess manuscripts from both ends of the transmission chain, original Jewish compositions and their Manichaean adaptations. This direct comparison reveals specific strategies ancient communities employed to adapt inherited traditions while maintaining religious effectiveness. The geographic scope proves equally revealing. This text's journey spans approximately 8 centuries and covers thousands of miles, from Second Temple Palestine through Mesopotamian religious centres to Central Asian trading communities. Such temporal and spatial dimensions demonstrate both the durability of certain narratives and the effectiveness of ancient communication networks that connected diverse cultural traditions. The multilingual preservation adds another analytical dimension. Versions survive in Hebrew, Aramaic, Middle Persian, Parthian, Sogdian, and Uyghur Turkish, revealing translation strategies that balanced fidelity to source materials with accessibility to local audiences. These linguistic adaptations illuminate practical challenges ancient communities faced when transmitting religious literature across cultural boundaries. The institutional contexts differ dramatically between preservation environments. Jewish sectarian communities at Qumran maintained these texts for different reasons than Manichaean monasteries along the Silk Road, yet both found them religiously valuable. This parallel preservation reveals elements that made narratives compelling across diverse religious frameworks while highlighting adaptive strategies that enabled cross-cultural appeal. Structure and argument. This study examines the Book of Giants through 4 analytical perspectives that build toward understanding its historical significance and methodological contributions. Discovery and recognition.